This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Almost time for us to wrap up, but not just yet. We've got one more story coming up in just a few minutes. But we are talking about whether or not etiquette, particularly email and phone etiquette, should be taught to kids in school. We're running a poll on Instagram and Twitter, and if you want to take part, you've got about 10 minutes to do that to add to the numbers. I can tell you that on Instagram, it's still sat at 95 to 5%. Mm-hmm. Hasn't really moved much since the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. What about on Twitter?
Twitter, it's still at 94 to 6, so huge number of yes. We also have a couple of messages. This is from Kwan, who says, never too young to learn good manners and apply them consistently in life. The age of instant gratification using apps and technology has taken some of the grace and beauty of proper manners, eloquent speech, and good writing skills.
Completely agree. And
then we have one from Michael Cheng, who says, we used to learn how to write formal letters in school. Why not extend that to emails as well?
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We should.
It's a very similar format. You know, just move it over, update it a little bit, you know, done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yuvraj on WhatsApp.
Yuvraj?
Yeah, I know.
Unrelated.
Just quickly got that out.
Putting it out there.
To do with me.
He says, I think email etiquette is more important than letter etiquette. This is because when you first join the workplace, your letters will get amended by superiors before being issued. But that doesn't quite happen with emails. When I first joined the workplace 6 years ago, I was lost on how to send an email. It took me about 2 to 3 months to get the hang out of it. And that's actually pretty true.
Yeah.
And then we've got one more message from a number ending 7404 that says, I'm of the post-80s generation, and I find those post-90s millennials, at least of my company, totally lacking in telephone and email etiquette. Imagine them calling you and then straight away saying, I want this and that. No introduction, no greeting, and no please. Mm. No please is something that I've noticed, but I don't really want to say it's just a generational thing. I think it goes back to that instant gratification thing, right? It's not really an age thing. It's just
manners.
It's just manners.
Can I have your next story, please?
Wow.
Sure.
What a segue.
Right, right.
So this is
now.
It's a quick now instantly hashtags. This is a quick tribute to Larry Tesla. He's the guy who invented the cut, copy, and paste function that all of us use, like literally all of us use on a daily basis. Larry passed away on Monday. He was 75. Gizmodo reported it today, and I thought we could do a quick tribute because you know he is someone who has contributed so much, but a lot of us don't know his name. Up till today, after I saw this article, I didn't know that he was the one who invented something so important. Mm. So just a quick look at Larry Tesla's life and contributions. He was born in 1945. He studied computer science at Stanford U and then dabbled in artificial intelligence long before it became a popular thing to do. He became involved in anti-war and anti-corporate monopoly movements, and he targeted companies like IBM. He took a job at Xerox Research Center, where he co-invented a word processor named Gypsy that allowed you to remove, duplicate, and reposition chunks of text, also known as cut, copy, and paste. Xerox didn't capitalize on the invention. They didn't see the value in his work. So Larry moved to Apple in 1980. And of course, they saw value in his work. They knew how to use his stuff for future inventions and stuff. He was vice president of AppleNet and Apple's chief scientist for a while. Larry Tesla was also an advocate for modeless computing, because nowadays when you open a Google Doc or like a word processor, you can just type without having to switch modes. But back then, you could switch between typing in or using it as a command interface. Mm. And Larry said that wasn't user-friendly enough, so he designed against it. And nowadays, most software companies implement modeless computing unless it's something like Photoshop, where you can toggle how you use the interface itself. Larry left Apple in 1997. He co-founded a company called Stagecast Software and made it easier for children to learn programming concepts. In 2001, he joined Amazon and became VP of Shopping Experience there. In 2005, he switched to Yahoo, where he headed up the company's user experience group. 2008, he became a product fellow at 23andMe, and then he finally retired in 2009 and focused on consulting work.
Wasn't he also one of the big creators of the GUI, the graphical user interface?
He did a lot of work.
Without which we wouldn't have Windows, we wouldn't have macOS, we wouldn't have any of the software running the way that it does now, and the way in which we interact with computers would be entirely different. We would just be looking at literally text on a screen.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was cool that Gizmodo did this piece for him and other media companies as well, because then the next time you control C or control P, control control V, you will be able to, you'll maybe remember the name of the person who made that possible. Because can you imagine like using documents and stuff without copy paste, like without the ability to copy stuff and put it in a document? Maybe for a live show that goes on at noon Mondays to Fridays, maybe if you didn't have those documents, what would that be like?
Hellish,
yeah,
is what it would be like,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, if you had to highlight stuff.
Oh my word. Right. Ladies and gents, that's the end of the show today. We've been asking about etiquette, email etiquette, phone etiquette, and whether or not it should be taught in school to kids. 95%, pretty much all the way around, are saying yes, it should be taught in schools.
This has been, like, I think, one of the most one-sided polls.
Yeah. I don't disagree with the numbers at all.
Yeah.
And it's because of an article we picked up about minding those manners and how kids need lessons in email and phone etiquette. Right. That's what we started off with. We then moved on to...
We talked about kids in China are now back in school, 200 million of them, but they're online.
Then we spoke about Larry Tesler, who invented cut, copy and paste, who passed away on Monday.
Right, ladies and gents, stick around, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay with Charles Santiago, the MP for Klang, and Adrian Pereira, the Executive Director of the North-South Initiative. In line with World Social Justice Day, the Breakfast Grill looked at a group that experiences some of the worst inequalities and who are marginalised almost wherever they go, migrant workers. Adrian Pereira of the North-South Initiative and Charles Santiago, MP for Klang, join them to discuss legislative protections, security fears, and efforts to safeguard the rights of migrants in Malaysia. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu, Arvind Nuvaraj, and Christian Wong, our producer of the day, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.